Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a pleasant night to be outside, with comfortable temperatures in Haifa as well. Here are today's headlines. First, the United Nations condemns Israeli strikes in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports the Rights Office suggests war crimes, noting children among dozens killed. Also, former President Trump discusses potential U.S. military action against Iran's Pickaxe Mountain, as reported by Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF responds to claims of fire from Lebanon following accusations and Trump's statements. Israel Hayom brings us more on this developing story. Separately, the lies behind Mamdani's Netanyahu's stunt are scrutinized, with JNS highlighting the dangers of toxic ideologies. And finally, Israel and Lebanon launch a U.S.-backed security pilot to hasten Hezbollah's disarmament, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted 15 minutes ago that Trump would consider talks with Hezbollah if Lebanon's President Aoun requests it, emphasizing Lebanon's growing self-sufficiency. Middle East underscore 24 reported just minutes ago that Trump plans imminent heavy strikes on Iran's Pickaxe Mountain, asserting nothing could prevent it. AIPAC, known for its pro-Israel stance, posted earlier today about the IDF discovering a Hezbollah underground base near Israeli communities, urging disarmament for regional peace. Now for more on those stories, starting with the United Nations condemnation. The Times of Israel highlighted concerns over the escalating conflict in Gaza, with suggestions of possible war crimes by the IDF. The strikes have reportedly killed key Hamas commanders, but also resulted in civilian casualties, including children. This raises significant questions about the impact on future peace efforts and civilian safety in the region. Turning to Trump's recent statements, Ynet reports that during a historic visit from Lebanon's president to the White House, Trump mentioned a possible strike on Iran's nuclear site at Pickaxe Mountain. He also expressed openness to discussions with Hezbollah under certain conditions. This could signal a shift in U.S. diplomatic strategies in the Middle East, impacting regional alliances and tensions. Meanwhile, the IDF's response to allegations from Lebanon involves a reported incident where Lebanese forces allegedly crossed into Israeli territory. According to Israel Hayom, this unusual event has spurred cross-border tensions. The IDF's statement aims to clarify their defensive actions, highlighting the fragile nature of the border region. Separately, as JNS reports, the narrative spun by Mamdani regarding Netanyahu reflects the broader issue of misinformation. The article emphasizes the significance of combating false narratives that can fuel international tensions and misunderstandings. And finally, I-24 News informs us that Israel and Lebanon have started a security pilot, backed by the U.S., to accelerate Hezbollah's disarmament. This initiative could be pivotal in reducing military threats in the region, fostering greater stability and safety for local populations. On the economic front, first, Mobileye has made strides with Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler, by signing a deal to expand cloud-powered driver assistance. This partnership marks a significant move towards autonomous vehicle technology. Separately, Melisran has pulled out of a deal to acquire 51% of Kenyon Hazahav. As Globes reports, the competition authority indicated the acquisition would likely not pass regulatory approval, impacting Melisran's expansion plans. And finally, in response to a devastating fire, a crowdfunding campaign for Gilad Farm has raised over 5.6 million shekels. As reported by Walla Business, the funds aim to support reconstruction efforts, showcasing a strong community response. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.